Yusuf will now be living in Villa Somalia, the presidential residence in violence-wrecked Mogadishu. The relocation applies to the president, prime minister, and ministers of Somalia's transitional government. Members of parliament will continue meeting in Baidoa. Somali Minister of Foreign Affairs Esmail Mohamed Hure explains to VOA the reason for the move.
We want to stabilize Mogadishu, and we cannot stabilize Mogadishu by being outside Mogadishu. We have to go in there with the reconciliation, bringing all Somalis together, at the same time, you know, having our security forces waiting in the city.
Baidoa, a town some 220 kilometers northwest of the capital, was chosen in 2006 to be the government base after Yusuf refused to set up in Mogadishu because of security concerns. But there are more than 1,000 Ugandan troops in Mogadishu as part of an African Union force deployed to bring stability to the volatile nation. Among other things, the African Union troops are to protect the president and other government personnel as well as government operations. The troops join Ethiopian soldiers who are still in Somalia. They had come to the country near the end of last year to back Somali government forces battling with the Islamic Courts Union. Many of Mogadishu's buildings bear the scars of the country's long-running civil war that was sparked in 1991 following the ouster of Siad Barre. Some of the buildings are partially or completely destroyed, while many are marked with bullet holes. Foreign Minister Hure says that the poor infrastructure poses a challenge to the government's move.
We'll use some makeshift base to operate from. Some of the ministers can be refurbished very quickly. Some of them will have to be rebuilt.
Hure says the government will be aiming to build permanent government structures in the capital. Somalia's transitional government was formed in neighboring Kenya more than 2 years ago following a peace process. Kathy Maitney for VOA News, Nairobi.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。